seems to me that this is where the reality, this is where the rubber meets the road. And we have, you've got to give time, you've got to give presence, you've got to get attention, you have to have hospitality, you have to do all these things. And they seem so simple on the surface, but these are the real root of kingdom ministry. I'm so blessed by your book, and you're bringing these things to our attention, Jed. And I want to make sure our listeners get a copy of it, Upended, How Following Jesus Makes Your Words, Remakes Your Words and World. Your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA. It's on our website, saveus.org. And again, become a partner. Don't wait. Do it. Help us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, it's going to be the views of you out there in the listening audience, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And what would you like to talk about? Would you like to talk about, Sydney, all the diseases that we're funneling under the American people? Would you like to talk about how they're poisoning the water and the air with aerial spraying and the aluminum they're putting up in the sky, and how that's getting into the whales and the snails and certainly into the food and the trees, or how they're certainly using insecticides to kill off the bees? Would you like to talk about the epidemic of autism? Would you like to talk about what's happening financially in Europe and here in America, or what the future holds? We'll talk about whatever you'd like to. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we would love to know what you're thinking about. Well, I thought maybe I'd just comment. Recently, we've had the Bilderberger meeting, and of course, most people read about this. They take conservative leader information, conservative publications, and the Bilderbergers had a meeting, and they published the names of all the people who attended the latest issue of the American Free Press. And as I'm going down there and reading all those names, and I suddenly realize there are a couple of names that aren't there on the list. One of them is Richard Haass. Richard Haass happens to be the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. He happens to be a trilateral commission member. He's one of the men who directs the course of world affairs. Another one is Mortimer Zuckerman, a member of the Trilateral Commission, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Yeah, he is the chairman of U.S. News and World Report, and he's one of the people who runs the world. And then, of course, you look and see what really goes on over there. You remember here, maybe a few months ago, when there was a crisis there in Southern Europe, and they just picked a new premier for Greece. His name was Papademos. He came from not the Bilderbergers, he came from the Trilateral Commission. They picked a new premier for Italy. His name was Mario Monti. He didn't come from the Bilderbergers. He came from the Trilateral Commission when Barack Obama gave Chrysler Motor Company away to Fiat. He gave it to the man in charge of Fiat, a member of the Trilateral Commission. They didn't charge them at all. They just gave them certainly a major American automobile manufacturer so that it could open new factories and put Americans back to work. And they did open new factories in Mexico and in Italy. And yes, of course, they did produce some parts there. And a few of the factories for Chrysler opened in the United States, but predominantly overseas factories as we transfer America's wealth and manufacturing to other nations. And people really don't understand. They talk about, oh, what we need in America is jobs. No, ladies and gentlemen, the purpose of the ruling the elite is to transfer America's wealth and manufacturing and jobs to other countries. And all of the programs we see being implemented today are not aimed at solving that problem. They're aimed at sending our wealth overseas and impoverishing the American people. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and it's Open Line Wednesday, so if you have something you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And so I wanted to simply tell you what the elite are saying among themselves. Of course, they're writing this for common consumption, but figuring that most people won't be smart enough to figure what they're really saying. But certainly as of June 4th, why Mortimer Zuckerman, who is the editor-in-chief of the U.S. News and World Report, put out a report titled, Can the Eurozone Survive? And this is what he basically said. Europe stands on the edge of an abyss. It's more dangerous financial crisis, or its most dangerous financial crisis since the 1930s. Greece, Spain, and Italy are the closest to tumbling over, but all of the others in the Eurozone are roped together like alpine climbers, the fall of one threatening to bring down the rest. And the drag on the rest of the world, very much including the United States, would be calamitous. And basically, we're going to say au revoir to the faltering economy. And basically, of course, what Mr. Zuckerman is saying is, while we're on the edge of a financial collapse of the entire world. Now, of course, they keep trying to tell us things are getting better and better, and certainly, but they're not getting better and better. Well, look and see what the stock market is doing. Look and see what the price of oil is doing. Look and see what they're doing, the price of commodities, and basically, of course, they're tumbling them all. And basically, we are in a depression, ladies and gentlemen, and the government is simply lying to you. Basically, of course, if you want to know what the real unemployment figures are, you do not go to the New York Times or the Washington Post or Time or Newsweek magazine. You go to John Williams' website at shadowstats.com. And the real unemployment, the U6 unemployment, as traditionally has been calculated by our Bureau of Labor Statistics before they brought in all the phony elements, is about 22%. That is the unemployed, those people who have simply given up looking for work, and those who are underemployed. And that's a tremendous percentage of our population. And that's why the economy is faltering, because there are a lot of people here who certainly do not have the money to go out and spend it as they have traditionally in the past. And the price of homes continues falling. And certainly we're fortunate that the price of cars manufactured, certain goods produced here in the United States, has not gone up. But if you look at the price of so many of the things that are produced in China, they've actually doubled. And I've seen this certainly with underwear. I've seen this with shirts. I've seen this with suits. I've seen this with sweaters. So many of the things that have been 3 years ago were imported from China have almost doubled in price. We are certainly in a recession at the present time, and it is only going to get a great deal worse, because you cannot continue spending 43 cents out of every dollar has to be borrowed money. How long can you continue borrowing money? And right now, of course, the government's borrowing money at 0.5%, 0.25%. But pretty soon, other countries are not going to continue lending us money. The interest rates are going to go up. And at some point, all of the money that comes in from taxation will go to pay interest on the national debt and perhaps on the military, and there will be absolutely no money left over for anything else. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's the sort of thing that's going on in Spain and Greece today, and it's only a matter of time before it begins to happen here in the United States. We're living in a fool's paradise, and this wonderful utopian society we have is being destroyed right on schedule as planned. And you say, as planned? I mean, who planned it? Well, a woman named, a man named Cloward and a woman named Piven. Look up Cloward and Piven, and they were socialists. In the 1960s, they described how they were going to destroy this country by simply engaging in all of these socialist programs and spending us into destruction. And of course, Barack Obama was apparently very closely affiliated with the Piven, and he's simply carrying out their programs. Certainly, George Bush was the biggest spender we'd ever had. George W. Bush increased the federal deficit $4 trillion in 8 years. Barack Obama has increased the federal deficit $5.5 trillion in 3.5 years. And don't you think for 1 minute he doesn't know exactly what he's doing, because Barack Obama's loyalty is not to the United States, but to the internationalist, fascist, socialist dream. Well, let's go to Glenda calling from Spokane. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. It's open lines. Hi, Glenda. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Do you have a question or comment?
You had mentioned the autism epidemic.
Right, the autism epidemic. Yes, we did a program on that last night, and we've done a number of programs on it. What would you like to say about autism? Other than the fact it's a terrible tragedy, it's destroying the lives of about one in every 86 of our children, and will destroy their families, and certainly will eventually contribute to the bankruptcy of America, taking care of these innocent children who've been poisoned. Go ahead.
Oh, I totally agree. I'm living it now. I take care of my 6-year-old son. I have gone, our family has gone from, you know, trying to help him and a huge amount of resources every day, and we have done miraculous work with him, but I see other kids in the spectrum that he, you know, interacts with, and they're just lost. And we're losing a whole generation. It's just unbelievable. And they're poisoning our children, and this is another way to control us and to just, institutionalize a whole generation.
And they know exactly what they're doing. There's no question. I mean, certainly, look what's happening. And this is a little different subject, but you look at what's going on over in our no-win war over there in Afghanistan. Do you realize we lose more of our soldiers from suicide than we lose from war wounds, kill? And basically, these young men, they're under psychological problems. They see their friends being killed. They realize this is a phony war. They go down to the doctor, and what does he do? Why, he gives them certainly Luvox or these other psychotropic drugs, and they know very well that they create homicidal and suicidal tendencies. And Prozac and Luvox, the others, the SSRI products, create, you know, a desire to commit suicide, and they know that. And basically, not only that, but you take them for a long enough period of time, they do permanent damage to your brain. And we're poisoning all those young men, almost a third of them anyway, over there in Afghanistan and Iraq today, are certainly on the psychotropic drugs. Go right ahead, Glenda.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, if you believe the lie that the mainstream medical doctors tell you that, oh, there's no cure, you'll just want to put them on medication, there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, put them on some mental drugs that, yeah, they'll become suicidal once they hit puberty. Oh, that's really what I want for my child. And the same thing. It's like, let's just medicate the whole population, and then when they become a certain age where you can't control them anymore, you just put them in the institution and forget about them. And, yeah, send these our young men overseas into what? Another big lie, and kill them off or stick them on drugs too. It's just ridiculous.
Well, Glenda, how old is your son?
He's 6. He'll be 7 in August.
All right, fine. Is he a high functioning or low functioning autistic child?
High functioning, and it's only because of the amount of work that we have done with him, taking away all the poisonous foods and things that, you know, we were lied to that everything is good for you. Oh, it's been an eye-opener for me.
Well, remember, take him off of all the oral poisons. Make sure he doesn't get anything that has aspartame or NutraSweet and all of these poisons that we're putting in the food supply. I mean, watch out for the bisphenol that's in the plastics, for certainly the milk that's made from cows treated with recombinant bovine growth hormone, and certainly the genetically modified food, the soy products. There's so many foods out there that really are poisonous for us, and you're better off to stick primarily with fruits and vegetables. Yes, some chicken and protein substances, but a healthy diet can really make a great deal of difference, even in an autistic child. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, it used to be the incidence of autism was 2 in 10,000. Today it's about 1 in 80, 85, 86. And when you get into boys, it's probably about 1 in 50. They know what they're doing. They're intentionally poisoning the children. Because, of course, if you look at the children who are not vaccinated, why, of course, they simply do not have this affliction. And the fact that they know what they're doing, and they're doing it anyway, but then why should we be surprised? We're dealing with organized evil. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Who would want to hurt a child? These people would.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the Pig Arthritis Formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the Pig Pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and the organization is the National Vaccine Center, and of course, it's NVIC.org, NVIC.org, and it's Barbara Lowe Fisher, National Vaccine Information Center. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Anything else you'd like to say or talk about, Glenda, before we let you go?
Like you said, everything that they're doing is just destroying everyone in different elements of the economy, our young people. If they can't do it in our food and all the medications, then they'll...
Well, it was very interesting. Today I do a program every Wednesday in Birmingham, England. And because they ask me, they never tell me ahead of time what they're going to ask me about. And they just get me on the air and then they ask me all these embarrassing questions. Today the question was, what about all the people here in England who have allergies? And so many people now are having hay fever and asthmatic attacks, and what can they do for it? Well, I don't have a miraculous treatment for any of these things, but I do understand why they're getting them, and because they have the same sort of vaccine program that we have here. And
today,
certainly 1 in 9 children has asthma. 1 in 11 to 12 has certainly a serious allergies. And of course, 1 in 13 has serious food allergies. And of course, we have topical allergies. We have all sorts of allergies, nasal allergies as well. And certainly you look at the children who are not vaccinated. They don't have anywhere near the incidence of allergies, of asthma, and of course it's because the whole function of vaccines is to artificially alter the immune system. But they bypass the regular things that you ordinarily would do, you know, in the process of developing normal immunity. And, of course, you try to activate the immune system artificially. And this is why these people have such a high incidence of asthma and allergies of all different sorts. And so all I could just do was caution the people over there in England not to believe what the doctors are telling them about the advantages of vaccines, because unvaccinated children are far healthier than vaccinated children. In fact, there was a recent study that was reported in a legitimate journal, and I kept copies of it for anybody, that actually the children who were vaccinated had 500 times as much illness and the disease as the children who were not vaccinated. And when you figure the cost-benefit ratio, vaccines are a disaster. And if you wanted to destroy a generation of children, you couldn't do a better job than they're doing today. And you have to be pretty evil to want to hurt children. And that's just what they're doing.
I mean, when I'm an older mother, and I was in elementary school in the 70s, and so was my husband, and seeing what's going on now, and I'm like, I don't remember ever having anybody in my class when I was growing up that had anything compared to the allergies and the problems and the disabilities that we see now. And I go, this is just out of control. And it's like you are given all these vaccinations and your body just reacts to everything then, because what they put in the vaccine, it makes you react to the vaccine, and there's no discrepancy between what you should be reacting to and what you shouldn't be reacting to. So everybody's just got all kinds of allergies to everything. And when I was in the hospital, just like a day after I had my son, they said, oh, well, it showed up on your titers when we did your blood test when you were pregnant that you needed to have the rubella booster. And I was sitting there going, well, I wasn't informed at the time, and they gave it to me. Well, now, and I'm like breastfeeding my son, and you're giving me a vaccine for rubella. Do I have rubella? No. Do I need it right now? And so now I'm, react to all kinds of chemicals in lotions, things that I never bothered me before.
And I think people are going to have to start talking about it. I hope you'll tell everybody. And the National Vaccine Information Center, excellent material. And, of course, we have a number of four-tape sets on vaccination. People need to get this. Certainly they need to get the material that Barbara Lowe Fisher has put out. We actually have a book written by Barbara Lowe Fisher. We've got a number of books on vaccines that are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Our telephone number here, it's Open Line Wednesday, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about right here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's Open Line Wednesday, so give us a call if you have a question or comment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I was just reading from an article by Mortimer Zuckerman that was written on the 4th of June of this year, suddenly just a little over 2 weeks ago. And basically Mortimer Zuckerman is just saying that the people certainly in Europe, and specifically the so-called pig nations, want to have a welfare state. But they just don't want to have to pay the taxes for a welfare state. They don't like paying taxes. They just want the government to provide for them. And, of course, the people of Germany, they're a little unhappy. Why should they work? And certainly work very, very hard. And of course, the people in the pig nations want to retire 5 or 10 years before the people in Germany. And the Germans are just saying, we're not going to continue putting up the money and join together with all these other countries where the people don't want to work and were required to work. And, well, of course, Merkel, you have to understand that Mrs. Merkel, who is the Premier of Germany, pretends to be pro-German. She's not. She's a part of this internationalist conspiracy. She's a globalist. But, of course, if she comes forward and tells the people the truth, she would begin to lose political support. So she pretends to be going along with the German people. But Mortimer Zuckerman, looking at what's going on in Europe, says this. The only solution is quantitative easing. Now, they use that term, quantitative easing, because they want to confuse you, and they use these terms all the time that are designed so you can't figure out what they're saying. But they sound very, very scholarly. What it really means is they're just going to create a lot of money out of nothing, and in the process, destroy the value of the European currency so that the people's savings will be destroyed. But, of course, then they'll be able to keep the fraudulent system going at least for a time. And so he's saying that the only solution for Europe is quantitative easing, and so they're going to just create more and more paper money. Paper money is the greatest fraud in the world, and basically the money isn't even worth the paper it's printed on, but as long as people believe it is and they can buy things with it, they'll go along with it. But the only way to maintain the welfare state is to flood Europe with money, and they'll be able to get it to hang together for a time until we can get into another major war, and then they'll destroy the value of the currency, impoverish the people, and then they'll say, but that wasn't us. That was, of course, the wicked Muslims or whoever we're going to have the war with. I think the next war is going to be the Clash of Civilizations that Samuel Huntington warned against. The Clash of Civilizations, as the Muslim world and the Western world are locked in a fratricidal battle, and of course that's why we transferred the technology to build nuclear weapons to Pakistan, so that the Arab countries would have ready access to nuclear weapons, because some of those will be used on American citizens, and that will rally the American people behind our government that actually transferred the plans for the nuclear bombs to Pakistan. If you doubt that, you need to read my newsletter, Sybil Edmonds' newsletter. Just go on the internet and type in Radio Liberty, Sybil Edmonds. Radio Liberty, Sybil, S-I-B-E-L, Edmonds, and then weep. And understand, we provided the potential enemy with the nuclear weapons that are going to be used down the line to kill countless millions of American citizens. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. It's Open Line Wednesday. And, of course, we can't have open lines if people don't take advantage of it and call in, because I come without anything really prepared. I will tell you, though, that according to Mortimer Zuckerman, they're also going to have to use quantitative easing here in the United States. In fact, Goldman Sachs has said that we're going to have quantitative easing fairly soon here in the United States. And what does that mean? It simply means that they create a great deal of money out of nothing. They just simply declare it's money, and then, of course, they put it into circulation. But the more money in circulation, the less value the money that is already in circulation has. So Right now, of course, the dollar is doing well. Suddenly things are, prices are coming down. But eventually, of course, they're going to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish the American people. That's the plan. It's only a matter of time. We've got Ruby calling from Live Oak. Haven't heard from Ruby in some time. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call from out across America. We'd love to hear from you. Hi, Ruby. How are we doing?
Hi, I'm doing just fine. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to keep you up to date on what happened with the flag situation. I was able to keep my flag up on Flag Day, which I wasn't going to take it down no matter what. But, yeah, I did have a long talk with the manager of my apartment complex. She's actually a really nice person. She's got rules. She has to abide by it. But as I said, I wasn't breaking any rules anyway. She was just, you know, we just had a difference of opinion. But I also did call John Leopold that night and told him what was going on. And he told me that he would call her the following morning, which he did. And then he called me back and told me that I would have no problem with the manager, because he had had a talk with her. And I just wanted you to know that I appreciate what he did. But what I'm calling about is that I just got back from the Freedom Forum, and it's just amazing. It's not over with yet, but I can't drive at night, so I have to always leave early for those things. We watched a video called How to Take Back Our Country by Kirk McKenzie, and it was, I don't know if you've seen it.
I haven't seen it, but I've talked to Kirk. But anyway, tell us about this a little bit about
it. He did recommend people listening to your show, and that he has been on your show, and that he has spoken to you. Anyway, it was just, at first I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is such a yawn. This is all of this financial stuff and everything. But the more you sit through it, the more fascinating it becomes. And when Patricia from Freedom Forum called me last night, left a message on my phone, she's telling me that she was just absolutely fascinated by this. And then when I got there, I started watching all of these statistics and things, and oh my gosh, but I'm not kidding you. The more you watch of this, the more fascinating it becomes. He just outlines everything as just the way you always have, of how the Federal Reserve is taking over our economy, and how this is the basis for the destruction of our country. Anyway, I would just like to recommend this video to anybody, and also he has websites all over the place, too.
Well, I'll tell you what, we will just call Kurt and get back on the program. I appreciate so much.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
That was Kirk McKenzie, wasn't it?
It's Kirk McKenzie, and he says here, listen to Kirk McKenzie and others, and he recommends Brian Lee, Randall Turner, Ernest Hancock, and of course, Alex Jones. But he also has here Stan Lunt. He's on Radio Liberty, and he's recommended all of these things. And websites, he has Defend Rural America, Silent No More Publications. Anyway, it's just it was just fascinating. And then afterwards, I got to talk to him a little bit on the phone, the question and answer thing. So that was real interesting, too, until I had to leave.
God bless you. Thanks very much, Ruby.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Bill calling from Live Oak. Hi, Bill. How are we doing? Well, Bill's calling from Tri-Cities in Washington. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering about if you think that basically that they are done as far as the military empire. They're done waging conventional style wars such as they have done in with the International Security Assistance Force in Afghanistan, and then the land invasion, the way that Bush invaded Iraq. If they're basically done doing that kind of war, and that the next wars are just going to be with the drones and the special operations, can they really afford to wage these wars where it's costly in terms of the injured soldiers that they send, where the public is basically tired of wars, from at least what I've been hearing? I mean, I'm sure there's still a lot of people that like war for bad reasons, but do you think that they're just going to switch over to this form of war because it's more hidden?
Well, no, basically, I think, of course, the drones and suddenly are a very, very diabolical affair, but I do believe that you're going to see nuclear war. And that is a horrible thing to contemplate, but the drones can deliver the nuclear weapons. They can be sent by missile. They can be sent by plane. But do you know a better way to kill hundreds of millions of people than through nuclear war?
I don't know. I mean, that would seem like the way that they would go about if they wanted to.
If you read Revelation 6:8, it talks about how a quarter of the population of the world are going to be killed by war and by pestilence and by famine and by the beasts of this world. And suddenly, how are you going to kill a quarter of the population of the world with simple weapons on drones? No, I wish you were right. We're just going to have to wait and see. Remember, I don't have any inside information other than I happen to believe in the validity of the scriptures. And I think that they are prophesying some terrible things that are going to lie ahead. We're just going to have to wait and see, but I can tell you, we're not going to have to wait too long. We're probably talking a few years. I do not know when. I don't know their timetable, but I think it's not going to be that far away. Anything else, Bill, before we let you go?
Well, the thing about the drones carrying the nuclear weapons that's particularly egregious is the fact that they already are showing that they crash pretty easily.
Right.
Maybe that's what the power elite wants.
Well, no, I think that really probably, if they're going to use a nuclear weapon, they'll probably put it onto either a missile or they'll put it onto a plane. I suspect most of them will be put onto missiles, but we'll just have to wait and see. They haven't consulted me for my input yet. Anyway, God bless, and pray for this doesn't come to pass, but I fear God is going to bring punishment and vengeance onto America. And when I see what's happening to the moral fabric of our society, and I remember that God is just, I see he has no alternative. God bless it, Bill. Thanks very much for listening, and please encourage others to listen, will you?
I tell people about the different shows, your show and other shows. I'll continue to tell people.
God bless you. Thanks very much. Let's go to, we have Tim calling from Illinois. Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
Oh, hi. Great, Dr. Stan. I'm calling regarding a gentleman who was on trial this week, Jerry Sandusky, former athletic coach, director at Penn State University. Now, his attorneys, they want to wrap the trial up tomorrow. They want to end the trial. I don't think it's his attorneys that want to end it as much as Penn State University. You got college football coming up, Dr. Stan. That rakes in multi-millions of dollars for these universities. Forget about these children. There are 51. He has 51 charges against him, attacking, molesting children here, children and teens. And my concern is, as this story was in the news, last week we had the president and the secretary of defense glorifying homosexuality in the military. So
isn't that sick? I mean, it really is. And basically, and this is the reason I was just saying to our caller, Bill, that God is simply going to bring vengeance on our country. That sign, I referred to it before, but it seemed this sign, it says that God is coming soon, and boy, is he mad. And I really believe that he is going to bring terrible, terrible judgment upon this nation because our ministers have not spoken out on what's really going on. We were given a country where men could be free because our pulpits were flaming with righteousness. That's what Tocqueville said, and writing in the 1840s in his book of Freedom in America, I think was the title of it. But Tocqueville said, he came to America from France. He wanted to know why we had freedom here. And he looked at our ports, and he looked at our constitutions, and he looks at our fields, and he looks at our farms. But it wasn't until I went into the churches and found the pulpits flaming with righteousness, that I understand the source of America's greatness. America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. Well, America is no longer a good. Oh, certainly our ministers are not accepting the positions of leadership. Yes, there are some of them are, and I certainly applaud them. But, of course, I'm speaking of so many of our ministers today who won't even put on a white shirt and tie on Sunday to show their respect for God. Go right ahead, Tim.
I agree with you, Dr. Stan. A lot of our preachers and rabbis and priests, they don't speak out against homosexuality and abortion. And here you have a professional football player, Michael Vick. He was charged with dog fights. It was on the news morning, noon, and night, nationwide, international news for 4 and 5, 6 weeks, dog fights. And then you can barely get any information on these. Jerry Sandusky there at Penn State. My question, look, how can they, homosexuality is so powerful in the United States where you could have the president and the Secretary of Defense speaking in favor of this perversion.
Well, I think you have to understand it is not the power of the homosexuals. Don't for one minute think that they are so powerful. It is simply the force behind them is powerful. This decadent, destructive force that is actually is encouraging homosexuality. A lot of these people are not homosexuals. But, of course, they know that there's no better way to destroy a nation than to push this decadent form of life. And the homosexuals are victims of this as well. I mean, they need to be, you need to sit down and talk to them. And, in fact, I did at a recent meeting. One of them said to me, I mean, you don't have to worry about me and God. I have a personal relationship with God. But, of course, the question is, what God? There are other gods out there. And I'm afraid that an awful lot of the homosexuals are embracing the god of darkness without even realizing it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a question or comment, give us a call. I would love to talk to you. Anything else you want to say, Tim?
Well, just real quick, Dr. Stan, here.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains saw palmetto, Pygium African Park, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of Prostate Support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try. Dan, we have Ron from Tri-Cities. He was just commenting on the blog for Kent Hovind, who, of course, is a wonderful, wonderful Christian who has spent so many years fighting evolution. And it was because of that the Internal Revenue Service went after him. And basically, he was a ministry. He didn't have to pay taxes. But they contrived things. They used perjured testimony. And they sent him to prison, I think, for 7 years, as simply as punishment for being an American, for being a Christian. And, of course, he wasn't allowed to appeal. And apparently there's some things on his blog describing the situation in prison, which is almost beyond belief. Would that be true, Ron?
Yes. Just how inept and abusive. He's in a white-collar prison situation.
Right.
But he's been able to win a number of people to the Lord, even in prison. And just some of the other people he's met, and some of the travesties that have occurred, and the injustices that have occurred to some of these people.
Well, I think I just hope people will pray for Kent Hovind. He is a true American. I've never met him personally, but I've seen a number of his videos, and actually he credits me for the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones that he uses, and he's always been certainly a man of integrity, the sort of man that the government would go after, because the perverts in Washington, D.C., and there really are perverts there, if you've never seen the book, The Franklin Scandal, or The Franklin Cover-Up, you realize, of course, that there is perversion and pedophilia at the various highest levels of our government. Listen to our four CD set on the Bohemian Grove, where the leaders of our nation go to the Bohemian Grove so they can have affairs with little boys and little girls and prostitutes. And then we have a four-tape set. Certainly we have a DVD. We have the book on it, The Bohemian Grove. You need to understand. And then they'll take a minister who is using his efforts to educate people on evolution and put them in prison, and where the real perverts running our country are simply, continuing to ply their trade among the children. And you wonder why I think that God is going to bring his vengeance on this country. God bless you, Ron. And next week, call earlier, will you?
Yes, sir.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, that was Ron calling from Tri-Cities, a regular caller, and always has information. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Regular Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there across America and in a position to help us, we'd certainly appreciate your help. If you're in a position to advertise with us, we're certainly looking for additional advertisers. And it's just, we ask you, of course, to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, our talks on the forbidden secret, on the dark secret. If you want to understand something about the Bohemian Grove, we have a four-CD set, a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. We have a DVD on the Bohemian Grove. That's Alex Jones' DVD. And we have Mike Hudson's book on the Bohemian Grove. You need to understand the depravity that exists at the highest level of our government today. And then ask yourself, do you really think that God is going to hold off his judgment on America indefinitely? I don't. This is why we tell people to prepare for the difficult times that lie ahead, but to pray for America and to pray for certainly our leaders and our ministers. And if our ministers were up there telling the people about what's going on and speaking out for righteousness in our country, speaking out against torture, speaking out against unnecessary wars like the one over there in Iraq and Afghanistan where we killed about a million people. And when was the last time your minister spoke out against torture in America? Spoke out against the drones watching the American people? Spoke out against the unnecessary war with Iraq that killed a million people? Because George Bush just got it wrong. Please pray for America. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV, WAR.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Orly Tates. And Dr. Tate certainly is not only a dentist, she's a lawyer, and she's brought a number of suits against the President of the United States for the fact that he claims to be an American citizen, and yet all of the evidence is that he is not, that he wasn't even naturally born in the United States. And then, of course, Dr. Tate ran for the United States Senate here in California. And, of course, there have been some voting irregularities. In fact, when we talk about voting irregularities, well, people just don't talk about that in America. After all, here in America, we have honest voting, or do we? We know that they rig elections all throughout the world. We know they rig elections in Russia, they always have, and in China, they always have. We know that there's been claims of recent vote rigging in Egypt. Well, why should we be surprised that they rig votes here in America? We know from the exit polls, actually for almost 4 years ago in Ohio, that actually, of course, it was John Kerry who won the election. Had it not been, of course, for the fact that they rigged that election, why, John Kerry would have won. John Kerry, of course, was a member of the same secret society that George W. Bush. They were both members of the Skull and Bones. Both of them, when asked, of course, about the secret society they belonged to by Tim Russert, both of them said, well, the society is so secret, I can't discuss it. And, of course, remember what happened to Tim Russert, because there's certain questions you are not to ask. Under any circumstances, the election in Ohio was rigged. How can I say that with authority? Well, because the exit polls show that John Kerry won that election. And we do know that in several communities, Republican officials were sent to prison because they rigged the votes. but you never heard that out across America. Well, I'm going to let Dr. Orly Tates tell you what happened since the election, what happened to the vote count with her trial at running for the Senate here in the state of California. Dr. Tates, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Go right ahead.
Well, a few things happened.
Are you on a regular phone because I've got a poor connection?
Is it better now?
Well, it, I don't know. Is this a hardline phone?
Yes. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yes, it's a little bit better. Go ahead.
Well, a few things happened. When this campaign started, another candidate, a candidate by name Dan Hughes, commissioned a poll, and this poll was done by Pulse Public Opinion Research Company that uses Rasmussen method of analysis of voter responses. They used actually Rasmussen Analytical Group, and they showed me leading all of the Republican candidates. In California, we have a new rule where all the Republicans and Democrats run together on the same ballot, and then the top two, regardless of party affiliation, go to the general election. And according to the very first poll that was done by Pulse Public Opinion Research, I was second to Feinstein going into general election. And
These were independent polls that were done, is that correct?
Yes.
Dr. Tates, I'm going to ask you to hang up. I'm going to have my producer call you back, see if we can get a better line when we're going to the break, okay?
Okay,
sure. Fine. So I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to ask our guest to appoint me, our producer, to call Dr. Tates back, because I really don't want to get you to hear what she has to say.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The person who was pronounced second, Elizabeth Amkin, as I said, was an unknown. Just to give you an idea, 2 years ago when I got over 500,000 votes, she ran for Congress. And in her district, there were four challengers. She came dead last, fourth among four challengers. And she had only 11,000 votes, a negligible amount. Keep in mind, at the same time, I had over 500,000 votes. In the poll that was presented to California GOP board, I was top candidate. Amkin was again dead last, and she had only 2% of the Republican vote and 1% overall vote. And having all of this information in front of them, California GOP simply de facto sold the endorsement with a new rule where the top two win the election regardless of party affiliation. Parties can endorse the candidate. So what they did the very first day of the campaign, they simply sold the endorsement. Amkin is a Washington lobbyist, and she did what lobbyists do best. She paid two insiders to buy the endorsement. That's exactly what she did. She hired two individuals. One is Mark Sandris, who is the publicist, the advertiser for the California GOP board, and she hired him as a consultant. And then she hired as her campaign manager somebody who was a longtime aide to the president of the California GOP. So a background deal was made to sell the endorsement to her. And
is there any way, of course, that we could document the fact that money exchanged hands other than the fact that she had hired people highly placed in the Republican Party who made the choice who the candidate was going to be who was endorsed by the Republicans?
Well, that's what is typically done with lobbying. You know, today you pay one person. The board decides in your favor. Next time, you pay another. That's how lobbying is done. And what's interesting is that they had a sham vetting process, and they actually extorted $500 from every candidate, saying we will have a vetting process, and if you want to be considered, you have to pay $500. To California GOP board, and afterwards they just took all this money and had a nice day, a nice weekend at a hotel, the very first day of the campaign, and they told actually two other candidates that they shouldn't even bother with this vetting process because they've already decided on Amkin. The president of California Republican Party, Tom Del Picaro, talked to one of the candidates, John Boroff. She saw him actually a week before the vetting event at the Republican Lincoln dinner in San Diego. And she told him that there will be this vetting meeting, but don't bother coming to the meeting because we already determined that we will endorse Amkin. I didn't even know that I could come to the meeting. Another board member called another candidate, Dan Hughes, and told him the same thing. So on the day they were deciding, about 5 minutes before the meeting, I got a phone call from California GOP, and I was asked if I want to address the board. And I said, yes, I would like to address. And I was told that a few candidates were there, of course, because they were the insiders. They knew that they were meeting. I didn't know what was happening, where the meeting was going, nothing. So they knew they were there, they were prepared, they did lobbying, And so I had just 5 minutes to talk on the phone, not in person, and then the phone got disconnected a couple of times, so I could not hear ambulance speak, I could not hear the ambulance speak. And then it was announced that the California GOP board endorsed Amkin. Not only they sold, they de facto sold the endorsement, but they did anything and everything to prevent me from talking to the county GOP Central Committee.
Well, I think, Chris, I gave up on the California Republican Party a long time ago. They spent a great deal of money to get rid of me because I was the chairman of our county Republican Central Committee. They spent $50,000 in Santa Cruz County to get rid of me, $100,000 to get rid of the president of the Republican Central Committee over in Monterey. But then you understand they're powerful forces that own the Republican Party in the United States, certainly in almost all the states, as few of them where you have honest elections. But basically, they put a great deal of money because they want to control both political parties because they don't want any opposition. When you understand that both political parties are in favor of globalism, both political parties are in favor of the war, both political parties are in favor of the welfare state. The Republicans just want a little smaller welfare state than the Democrats, but both of them are going right along with massive deficit spending. And the George W. Bush gave us a $4 trillion deficit in 4 years, because Obama's given us a $5.5 trillion deficit in 3.5 years. But, I mean, it's just the Republicans are a little smaller, big deficit spenders. But the idea that the organized Republicans, you can depend on them, is a, I'm sure it's very disillusioning when you finally realize it's all set up. But I fought within the system for 10 years, and it's totally corrupt.
Yes, it's unfortunate. You know, it's just the most corrupt politicians. It really was heartbreaking. And not only they did not allow me to talk to central committees and present my candidacy, this is the board already decided and vetted the candidate, what was vetting, selling the endorsement. But aside from that, they used a couple of insiders as a pack dog. And they did this actually right before the election 2 years ago, and they did it yet again. The last 2 days before the election, they just assassinated my character. They used those insiders. One of them was a guy by name John Fleischman, who is, I mean, the guy is actually nobody, but, you know, he's just a career, career politician, career party insider, had all kinds of positions with the party. And another one is Alan Huffenblum, who was, I believe, the political, he's also party insider. I think his position was political advisor, political consultant. And they went to papers, multiple papers around the country saying that if Ollie Tate, it looks like Ollie Tate might win the primary, and that will be an embarrassment to the party because she is bringing those lawsuits against Barack Obama, and this is embarrassing. And one of them, I believe it was Huffenblum, I mean, he acted as a total scoundrel, and he was saying that this would be equal to David Duke running in Georgia. Would be racist and embarrassing. And they really assassinated my character in the eyes of the voters. It was just a coordinated hit job, all-out attack, and by people within, by people who were supposed to be on my side.
But I think the thing is, Dr. Tate, did they put this on the ballot because they did not? How would even the average individual know who the Republican Central Committee endorsed?
So, and that's another thing that I did not know. Until now, the party, would not endorse any candidate until after the primary.
Right.
But now with new rules, they can endorse, and they indeed sent to 17 million Californians a sample ballot where they've written who do they endorse, and they've written that they are endorsing this woman, Amkin.
Well, no, so, basically it wasn't on the ballot. I voted absentee, and certainly that endorsement was not on my ballot. Was it on the ballot that went to the average individual?
It was on the sample ballot. See, aside from your regular ballot, you received a sample ballot booklet, and in this sample ballot booklet, they had a table that stated endorsed party candidates for Democrats, for U.S. Senate, Dianne Feinstein, for Republicans, for U.S. Senate, Elizabeth Amkin. So, you know, she bought this endorsement with huge advertisement of her name being in 17 million ballots. It was just the dirtiest thing you can imagine. Just dirty sheets of corrupt party bosses.
Well, I think that you have to realize that the hierarchy of the Republican Party in California is bought and paid for. It has been for a long time. And that's why I eventually simply withdrew from the political field and started doing full-time talk radio, trying to reach the people and make them understand if they want to have representatives, they're going to have to work outside the regular political sphere. Go right ahead, or Dr. Tate. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I don't know. The problem is that we, because the mainstream media is in the hands of the same people who are holding their hands the party establishment, the judiciary, it's extremely hard to reach a lot of people.
And I think it's important for people to understand they not only control these six major media outlets in the United States, and there are only six of them control 90% of the medium, but there's six major financial institutions that control 70% of all the financial banking outlets, and the interlock with the people who control the media.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening, Dr. Orly Tates and Chris Shid was deeply involved in exposing the fact that Barack Obama was not who he said he was. Certainly, he has been using a Social Security number. But it isn't his Social Security number. It's a Social Security of a number of a gentleman. Where did that Social Security number come from that Barack Obama uses?
We know that it's the Connecticut Social Security
number. But he's never lived in Connecticut, has he?
Yeah, this man never resided in the state of Connecticut.
Now, hadn't the man who actually had that Social Security number died a long time ago?
Well, what we know that the original owner of the Social Security number was born in 1890. And as you know, quite often, when an individual passes away, for example, he's a loner, and his death is not reported to the Social Security Administration, his Social Security number can be assumed by somebody. And as a matter of fact, I have forwarded to our corrupt judges time and again information that Obama's close friend, William Ayers, has written in his book that he personally created over 100 fraudulent Social Security numbers, Social Security cards. When he went to, for example, he went to cemeteries, and he got the names of infants. And keep in mind that years ago, Social Security numbers were not assigned at birth. They were assigned when people were, let's say, 16 years old, 17 years old. They needed to get the first job, and that's when they applied for a Social Security number. So what William Ayers did when he was on the run, and he wrote about it in his book, Digital Days, he went to the cemetery. He wrote the names of deceased infants. He wrote the date of birth. And then he would go to the county recorder, the city registrar, and get their birth certificate information. And he would apply for a Social Security card under their name. And he would give some bogus addresses to get those Social Security cards, like, hotel addresses. And that's how he was able to get over 100 bogus Social Security numbers.
And apparently somebody had done that for Barack Obama, because this is not his Social Security number that he's using.
Oh, as a matter of fact, we've seen in databases more than one such Social Security number.
Right.
I have forwarded to those high-ranking, corrupt, and dirty judges information that not only Barack Obama, but his relatives did the same thing. For example, he has an aunt who is an illegal alien, Bethuny Obama, who has an Indiana Social Security number. The woman was never resident of the state of Indiana, and I provided this, as a matter of fact, in court to a judge in Indiana. And again, the judges are so dirty. I mean, everybody feels comfortable saying we have dirty congressmen today. Congress has only 9% approval rating. But people kind of feel squeamish saying we have corrupt and dirty judges, but that's exactly this is a big part of the problem, corrupt judges. I forwarded this information to them saying, look at the environment. His friends are admitting to fabricating hundreds of, fraudulent Social Security cards. His relatives have fraudulent Social Security cards. This man, look, here's E-Verify that says that the number that he's using was never assigned to him. Obama is not very bright. We've seen that. He posted his tax return, and he did not flash the PDF file. So anybody with Adobe Illustrator could download his tax return and could see a full Social Security number. And then a number of individuals ran this number through E-Verify, through FSNDS, and found that this is a fraudulent number. It was never assigned to Barack Obama. Anybody else would have been in prison for that, and this man is sitting in the White House. And that's the magnitude of corruption among so many individuals in our government. And that includes Robert Mueller, director of FBI. It includes Janet Napolitano. It includes congressmen. It's frightening.
Well, I think Dr. Tates is simply pointing out that Barack Obama is using a fraudulent Social Security number. Apparently, there's a question: is using a fraudulent draft card? This is the man who is the President of the United States, who is usurping authority and certainly imposing a dictatorship on the American people. But remember, he was installed by the people of great wealth in this nation.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement.
Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Orly Tates, who is a dentist, who is a lawyer, who is one of the candidates for the United States Senate recently, and it sounds like there are all sorts of irregularities in counting the votes for the United States Senate. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Dr. Tates, I'd like to talk really about what happened to the vote count when you ran for the Senate, and the fact that initially, well, of course, you actually had something like 146,000 votes after 5 days and 3 or 4 days, and then 5 days later, you only had 145,000 votes. You lost 1,000 votes that you already had. And then subsequent to that time, when large numbers of votes continued to be counted, you never got one more vote, which the only way to explain that is they fixed the voting. Go right ahead. Would you give us the background of why you believe that there was the irregularities in voting, in other words, voter fraud? And I have no question we have voter fraud in California and all across America. But tell us, to our listeners out there, what happened as far as the voter counting here? Go ahead.
Well, a few irregularities. For example, last Friday, I had about, I think it was 146,000 votes. When on election night, they announced that I had 113,000, and within 8 working days, it went up to 146,000, 147,000. So I calculated that there were, you know, the guest counts in the votes, the mail votes, and I was gaining about 3,000 votes per day, per counting day. So by the end of Monday, just 2 days ago, I expected that it will be over 150,000 by the end of Monday. Not only by the end of the day, my vote count did not go up, while with other candidates it went up. It went down by nearly 1,000 votes. Something like 800 votes. And this is impossible when they keep counting votes. How could it go down? How could votes that were already counted for me, nearly 1,000 votes, just evaporate?
Because they fix the elections, Dr. Tate. This is the thing. They fix the elections in America. They do it in Chicago. They do it across the country. That's, of course, is the reason that George Bush run in Ohio in the year 2004. And you can be sure that here in California, where there is total corruption, I'm sure, of course, do they use the mechanical, the electronic vote counters up there in Sacramento?
Well, here's another issue. They use electronic voting machines, and also what is even more dangerous, they use electronic counting scanners. And there were multiple reports showing that those scanners can be easily raised. As a matter of fact, there were reports, I believe, on Fox, on ABC, multiple articles on the Internet. And as a matter of fact, 2 years ago, I wrote, it was a lawsuit that I filed. It went to the Supreme Court of California, and I brought expert testimony affidavit from an expert stating that those machines were, you know, they were banned in Germany because they can be rigged so easily, and they're not reliable, they can be easily rigged. And it was part of the lawsuit. And the same day as it was received, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of California, Ronald M. George, within hours announced that he's resigning from the court. And the next day, I got a response of one word, denied, which was typed. His name, Ronald M. George, was typed. And that's how my lawsuit was denied, without any explanation. And I don't know if Ronald M. George saw it, if he ever signed anything. And by the way, in high-ranking courts, that's what we get right now. It's a joke. Those courts are just a total joke. You get an answer saying that the court denied your application, but there is no signature of any judge.
Wait a minute. Don't they have to have a judge's signature if they're going to deny that?
Yes, and have you
then checked to find out how they were able to do that without a judge actually passing on that, or at least a group of judges passing on?
No signatures anymore. You don't get any signatures, and you don't know if those judges ever saw anything that you submitted, and that's, I guess, how the judges cover themselves up by saying, I never signed it. And here's another example of corruption within the judiciary system. I had a case that came from Georgia, and it was an application for stay that went to application for stay you sent to one particular judge, and it went to Clarence Thomas. And I remember checking Friday at the end of the day. It was 5 o'clock in California. It was already 8 o'clock in Washington D.C. There was no answer from Clarence Thomas. Fine. I went to sleep, and then the next morning, I'm getting emails from over, from Obama's authorities saying, oh, ha, 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 Judge Clarence Thomas denied your application. And I said, oh, you know, go away, this nonsense. I checked the docket of the Supreme Court yesterday evening, Friday evening. There was nothing. And Judge Clarence Thomas actually traveled to Utah where he was giving a speech on that day. So it's impossible. And they kept sending me those emails. So finally, I went back to the electronic docket of the Supreme Court of the United States, and suddenly I saw that on Saturday, somebody made an entry saying that Clarence Thomas denied my application. Well, I knew that something is very wrong. Clarence Thomas was nowhere near the court. How could this happen? So I demanded to see the sign, and the justice of the Supreme Court has to sign. When you have an application for stay, he has to sign either on the order, there has to be his signature on the order, or on the cover page of the application. And I demanded to see the signature. I wrote a letter to the chief clerk. I had somebody who is a supporter of mine, who was a four-star general, a major general of U.S. Air Force, call the chief clerk of the Supreme Court, and we're all talking to the walls. We never got any signature anywhere. I had my supporters go to the Supreme Court asking to see the signature, nothing. And finally, when I was talking to the court, one of the clerks, and I wrote his name, stated that this order came from the chamber. So
The order came from who?
From the chambers of the judge, but there was no signature.
What judge, though?
Well, it came from the chambers of Judge Clarence Thomas, but it was clear that the order was just typed by one of the clerks, and those clerks it's like the fifth column. It's like our Praetorian Guard. We have those clerks for young attorneys that are employed by a few firms that are well-connected in Washington, D.C. Actually, most of the clerks of high-ranking judges came from the same few firms. It all goes by connections, and they do whatever they want. 99% of the cases are never seen by those judges. I remember reading a book by Antonin Scalia, who is saying that indeed 90% of the cases judges never see, that those clerks do the triage, they decide which cases are important or not important. They're the ones for writing summaries to judges, and they can write those summaries any way you want. And I've seen so many cases where it was just an unprecedented level of corruption. Unprecedented. The judges have, either they have no clue what's going on, or they are under marching orders.
And so basically what you're saying is, even at the federal judiciary, even at the Supreme Court level, there is massive corruption and concealment of the truth?
I think there is more corruption at higher levels than on lower levels. On lower levels, you might find, you know, somebody who is an honest judge, maybe sort of old school judge, somebody who is close to retirement and decides, you know, the hell with this. I'm going to do the right thing. What do I have to lose? What my career is going to be cut short when I'm, I don't know, in older age. But I think that when it comes to higher ranking judges, and particularly federal judges, who are all appointees, there is enormous corruption.
Oh, well, look, ladies and gentlemen, basically what you have to understand is that if you want to certainly do harm, you get yourself into key positions. If you want to do harm to people, the health of the American people, you don't certainly want to get a job working as a general practitioner in some small community or even certainly in a large community. You want to get a job working at the Centers for Disease Control. You want to get a job working for the National Institute of Health. You want to hold a key position, certainly in the Centers for Disease Control. And basically, this is exactly what they're doing. You get it working for organized medicine, and you work in administration. And I've seen this. I've been around long enough. I've seen this same pattern over and over and over again. And I've talked about going to the Centers for Disease Control and spending several days there interviewing the people. At the time, I was concerned about the AIDS epidemic. And I suddenly realized there were people in key positions at the Centers for Disease Control who had no intention of stopping the spread of AIDS and wanted it to kill as many people as possible. And we would have discussions, and I would be able to counter all of their arguments, where immediately then they would change the subject to something else. Well, there really are evil people out there, and I'm sure this is not only true in medicine, I'm sure it's in with the court system itself. We cannot have an honest society without an honest court system. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And when clerks can make decisions and simply turn down applications to the United States Supreme Court without a judge's being consulted, or signing, why, of course, no man's life or property are safe. Would you agree with that, Dr. Tates?
Yes.
You go right ahead. We'd like your thoughts. People hear me all the time, so you go right ahead. We want to hear what you have to say.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to mention is that I will be bringing yet another case. As you know, I have a racketeering case going on in Mississippi where I think this is the first time there's a large racketeering case where I brought Nancy Pelosi as a defendant, because, as you know, she is the person who was the chairwoman of the Democratic National Convention in 2008, and she signed falsified certificates of candidate where she moved the words eligible voting to the U.S. Constitution. I'm also bringing racketeering charges for fraud and a forgery against high officials in the health department in Hawaii, Aventi Onaka Registrar, and the Director of Health. But in Mississippi, I'm a plaintiff, but not an attorney. I'm not licensed there. And now, when the canvassing is over, which is, this is still in the beginning of July, I will be bringing yet another case in the state of California, kind of wrapping around, and I believe it's going to include fraud, violation of fiduciary duties, and racketeering. We just have a criminal enterprise.
Now, are you bringing this having to do with this latest election? Is this what you're bringing?
Yes, I'm bringing it. But what I decided to do, because I've been to multiple states, and we went to multiple officials, secretaries of state, attorney generals, and it's just nothing but corruption. And so many fellow American citizens went with me and filed complaints and filed election challenges. And the time and again, they were defrauded by those officials who knowingly were aiding and abetting election fraud committed by Barack Obama.
Okay, well, now I'm going to ask, do you have a website? Is some place people can go to get your information?
Yes,
or if they would like to help you?
Yes, my website is orlytaitesq.com, orlytaitesq.com. Yes,
now, wait a minute. You're going to have to say this very slowly. It's Orly Tates, and then what is after Orly Tates?
ESQ, like
Esquire.com. Orly Tates, is it an ESO.com? Is that it?
ESQ, like Esquire. ESQ.
Oh, ESQ.com. Okay, fine. So, Orly Tates, ESQ, like Esquire.com, and people can get your website there. Go right ahead.
And if you are among American citizens who filed election challenges in different states, and your election officials were aiding and abetting fraud committed by Barack Obama, where your election officials breached their fiduciary duties and were complicit to this fraud, and you want to join the lawsuit, you can join lawsuit. This lawsuit, I have now citizens of multiple states who sign up on this as plaintiffs in this case, and I'm working to in putting it together, and I will be submitting it in federal court. Here in the state of California, on behalf of citizens, basically, I don't know if it will be certified as a class action lawsuit, but it definitely will be a lawsuit on behalf of multiple U.S. citizens who brought those challenges and were defrauded by corrupt officials who were criminally complicit with Barack Obama, breached their fiduciary duties, who were committing fraud. So if you want to be part of the lawsuit, please go on my website, orlytaitesq.com. You can write a comment. We do need help with donations. That's important because everything is expensive. I have a paralegal who is working on this with me. And if you're a paralegal, if you're an attorney, if you want to help, please do so.
All right. Well, of course, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Tates is not only a dentist, she is a lawyer, and so keeping the expenses down, but we have to use the legal system just as the other side does. What a wonderful opportunity to be part of an effort to dramatize this. If there are enough people, they can't ignore us all. We'll be right back.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains saw palmetto, Pygium African Park, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of Prostate Support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try.
Years ago, I got over 500,000 votes in the state of California when I ran for Secretary of State.
Well, Olivia, I want you to just keep doing what you're doing. Please keep in touch with us. Anytime we can help you, we will be glad to. God bless you for everything you're doing. You understand what freedom is about probably a lot better than a lot of Americans who've never lived without being free. Chris Orley came from the Soviet Union. She came from a dictatorship. She sees the same things happening here. God bless you. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you.
And I certainly want to remind our American citizens something Winston Churchill said. Now, Winston is not one of my favorite people, but he was a great orator, and this is what he said. Still, if you will not fight for the right when you can easily win without bloodshed, when your victory will be sure and not too costly, you may come to a moment when you will have to fight with all odds against you and only a perilous chance for survival. Or there may be a worst case. You may come to the moment when you will have to fight when there is no hope for victory, for it would be better to perish than to live as a slave. Barack Obama certainly has not been able to provide a long-term birth certificate. He provided one. It was obviously fraudulent. He's using a fraudulent Social Security card. He's using a fraudulent draft card. This man is a criminal. He is intentionally destroying the economy of our country. He's amassed a $5.5 trillion debt in 3.5 years. He is trying to destroy this country by debt. He is, of course, suspending our Constitution little bit by little bit. He issues decrees so that people who are in this country illegally will be allowed to stay. Certainly, he overrides the decisions of Congress. Congress goes right along with it because the people who control our congressional leaders are the same ones who control Barack Hussein Obama, or whatever his real name is. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble because the American people aren't involved. And you can do one or two things. You can sit back and say, I'm not going to get involved. I don't want anything to happen to me. Or you can say, as Dr. Tates has, I'm going to get involved because freedom is worth fighting for. What are you going to do? Because believe me, time is running out. We're moving into a crisis situation. We're moving into a dictatorship. They already have the drones. Everybody in this country has the number. They're putting the cameras up so they everybody has a charge card or a grocery card so they can record what you're buying. Everyone has several dossiers. They have certainly a CIA dossier, an FBI dossier, a DARPA dossier, certainly an Office Homeland Security dossier. They're all correlated by fusion centers, F-U-S-I-O-N. Go to your internet and type in YouTube fusion centers, Ventura. You'll see that what I'm telling you is true. Everybody's certainly conversations and emails or faxes are all being monitored by Project Echelon. E-C-H-E-L-O-N. E-C-H-E-L-O-N. Find out if what I'm telling you is true, and if it is, then join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Western civilization. Because if you're not involved, you're part of the problem, and you'll have nobody to blame when you and your family are exterminated. And basically, we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. But are you involved? Are you simply watching it take place? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to hear my talk on the dark secret and the forbidden secret, the syllabuses go with both of them. You certainly need to get our tapes out on how they killed Martin Luther King, how they killed Bobby Kennedy. Our interview with a professional CIA assassins, it's called, or CDSET, Deadly Assassins. And then, of course, pray for America, pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. And if you're in a position to advertise with us, we'd love to welcome you into the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world today, wanting to figure it out, or maybe wanting to know what's going on before the rest of the people figure it out. Well, that's kind of where we usually are. I thank you for joining us today. It is Wednesday, the 20th